show later.
Very, very exciting.
Yeah, I am very excited about that. She's going to sing Bulletproof, apparently, later on, which is my favourite.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yay.
It is.
Competition.
Oh,
lines.
Those lines are closed.
Closed.
Yeah.
They don't ring now.
We will open them again at the same time next week.
Yes.
But if you can't wait, it says here. If you can't wait that
to
long.
Inverted commas, register your interest.
Why is that in inverted commas?
I don't know. Maybe some people think it's a little bit cheeky.
Maybe. It's also got capital letters.
Yeah. I know.
Oh, well. Anyway, if you can't wait that long, you can still go online to, not my page, Jonathan's page. And register to take part by filling in the form you find there. And all the terms and conditions are there too. Jonathan Ross is ill. In case you've just tuned in.
It's not him. It's Catherine Tate.
And David Tennant. And we're standing in for Jonathan Ross because he's sick.
He's
like
poorly.
Like I said, he's poorly.
I'm very pleased we are to be here.
We're very pleased to be here.
What I can't wait is to tell people what this week's prizes are.
Oh, well, why don't you start?
I'm going to.
Yeah.
I'm going to start with...
Oh, you've got
Kenny Rogers, the first 50 years.
The first 50
the first
years. That's
50
an
years.
Ambitious title for a CD. Is that a CD? Is it a DVD?
Yeah.
What is it? It's a curious box.
I think it's even a photo album. It's a long oblong shaped piece of card. And look, it's
ooh,
like
it's got some kind of gatefold
like,
fold out sleeve.
It's like
sleeve.
Tickets for something.
Yeah.
Oh, and there's a big old picture of Kenny. And it's DVDs. Oh no, what are those things
CDs?
That play music? CDs.
CDs. Are they or are they DVDs?
No,
because
I think
they're the same shape.
Yes, but no. I don't know.
What, first?
Disc 1.
50 years and all he's got is two CDs to show for it.
Two CDs, yes, but there are. There's about 14 on each.
That's not that impressive.
No, it's not. It is an impressive.
Is Dolly on there with him?
I imagine she is. Sheena Easton is, yes. First one, duets, Dolly Parton, Islands in the Stream.
What did Sheena Easton do with Kenny Rogers?
She did We've Got Tonight.
Oh, I don't know
Don't you do? You will know it.
I really don't.
You will know. We've Got Tonight. Something about tomorrow. All right, you don't know.
We've got tonight. We might have tomorrow.
We might have
yesterday's
tomorrow.
Gone.
Doesn't matter because Sheena Easton's doing
fine.
It with me.
Sheena Easton, where is she now?
She's in America, isn't she? And talks.
She developed that strange accent.
Strange Scottish come American accent.
She's from near me, I think.
Is she?
She's from somewhere like Bell's Hill or something.
I thought she married Prince or someone.
Well, I don't know anything about her private life.
No.
I'm sorry, Sheena, if you're listening.
Sorry, but
I suspect you're not.
She's...
If I'm honest.
Oh, I can't put Kenny back in his box.
You
now,
might win the Kenny Rogers first 50 years if we can put it back together now that Catherine Tate's broken it.
Yes. Also, we've got Outnumbered. Have you ever seen Outnumbered?
I have. It's very good.
Oh, it's brilliant.
It's very good.
Everyone's brilliant. Particular mention has to go to that little girl.
Yeah, she is great.
Fantastic. And the other thing is the middle boy, his real name is Tiger.
No, it's the oldest boy.
Is it?
I'm sure it's the oldest boy. His name's Tiger.
Oh, okay.
Because we sang Happy Birthday to him at the Radio Times covers party the other night.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, I didn't realise that.
There you go.
Well, all right.
That's how friendly,
what a friendly
big showbiz world it is.
It is. Wow.
I've got something called Afghan Star, which I think is a DVD, although I'm not entirely sure.
It's a strange package.
After 30 years of war and Taliban rule, Pop Idol has come to Afghanistan. So that's what this is about. It's like the X Factor Afghanistan style.
It's a TV show.
I think it's a documentary.
Oh.
Yes, because it's won prizes for being a documentary. That's what it is. And it's in a very odd bit of packaging as well.
Yes, again.
It's the odd packaging competition as well.
I think that would be worth a look.
Apparently that's terribly good.
Oh. Also, I've got Brit Awards 2010.
Okay.
Yeah, controversial.
Say it however you like. is that all the nominees?
Gaga, Lily Allen.
I bet LaRue's on there.
Oh, she probably is.
Is she?
They probably are. Is it she? It's they, isn't it?
I don't know. I have to ask her that. Is she just LaRue? No, she writes with someone,
exactly.
But he doesn't play with the band.
No, but LaRue is the collaboration.
It gives us something to ask her,
absolutely,
which isn't about her mum being on the bill.
Don't guess.
No.
Yeah. Ask.
Yeah. Don't mention the bill. Yeah,
no,
go
I'm
on.
Not going to. I'm trying to find them, her. I can't, so don't mention that either.
They've been left off
the Brit Awards.
I wonder if that means they haven't won.
I probably just can't see.
I've got the greatest hits of Matt Monro.
Have you?
I'll give you 50p if you can name one of them.
I'm gonna say, would it be something like, I bet there's a song called Under the Stars or something. or Twilight in Venice. Coming to you now.
I'm not seeing that. I'm seeing Love is a Many Splendored Thing.
Wow, from Greece, the musical.
When I Fall in Love, although frankly that was Nat King Cole's.
Yeah.
From Russia with Love, of course.
Is that his?
That was him.
Okay.
So you can win that.
Yeah. You can also win Creation, which I did mean to see at the cinema, but I didn't.
Managed to miss that, did you? I did too.
No, I didn't mean to.
I'm sure it's very good.
I think it really probably
is. Bit of Darwin.
Yeah, Darwin.
Story of Darwin.
With Paul Bettany and Jennifer and his Connelly.
Missus. Yeah,
yeah, and his missus.
I've got something called 3 miles north of Molcombe, about which I know nothing. Catherine?
No, I was going to say... You've also got the 8th series of Bergerac nestling among...
I was saving that.
3 miles of Molcombe.
Series 8 of Bergerac. So if you've got seasons 1 to 7 nestling on your bookshelf, maybe you've got 1 to 7 and 9, and
yeah,
you need that.
Imagine the gap.
Imagine how lucky you'd feel if you won Series
8.
There we
go.
How many series? Where are there?
I don't know. Now, is this the one... Because I do get them confused. There's Bergerac and Lovejoy.
No, Bergerac.
One's about
Bergerac's
antiques.
The one with John Nettles in it.
John
There's
Nettles.
His face.
Oh, Midsummer. So this is before Midsummer Murders.
Yeah, not
yes,
the same character. Because he's an actor. So
he does many things.
He does many things. They also solve crimes. But
yeah, I was going to say, both policemen.
Both policemen, but very different policemen. But wasn't it on Jersey?
Yeah, I was going to say, was it not on Jersey?
Yeah.
Yes.
And they had that sort of hatchet face man that it was his mate that drove about in cars.
Don't
who
know.
Might have been called Terence.
Ooh. It was an educated guess, but it sounds to me like you're a bit of a fan.
Please, yeah. Nip Tuck, season 5.
Oh, okay.
That's good.
That's a bit more like it.
Yes.
Never seen it.
No, but it's very good. I think it's final season's
season
on now,
five,
I think.
I think.
Season 5, rather good cover.
Rather good, yeah.
Sort of an angel,
someone in
and
a
they've
desert.
Removed her wings in some terrible plastic surgery.
I'm not going to bother putting Kenny back in his box.
Kenny's
making too much noise.
What's that one with the hands you've got?
Oh, then? I've also got another one, haven't I? Called Pontypool. And the best zombie film of the year.
Ooh, who said
so
that?
So it says London Life.
I wonder how many reviews they had to scour through to get that quote. If London Life is your top one.
However, it's the official selection of both the Edinburgh Film Festival and the Brighton Film Festival.
I'm sure it's very good. It's called Pontypool.
It's called Pontypool, yeah. And the tagline, as one says on the in the movies, is Shut Up or Die.
Brilliant, so, as said by a zombie, perhaps.
That's right. Yeah.
And we also got a DVD of The Queen, The Life of a Monarch, which is that Channel 4 thing where actresses played our glorious Madge. And that's about all I know of that. But it's terribly good. I mean, what a cache of prizes there are to win.
No wonder we've had to close the phone lines.
Yes, last week. But we have two callers. They're lined up. They're champing at the bit.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah,
are we going to play a song?
Yeah, we are. Are we really going to play that? I don't know this song, do you?
I don't even know what you're looking at. Is it the prettiest star?
Yeah, I'm not a big aficionado, but I know Jonathan is. So this is for him in his sick bed.
Oh. Now, do you say David Bowie or David Bowie?
You say Bowie.
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 Yeah.
Bowie. This is it.
Sounds like Kenny Rogers to me.
Just a little bit.